Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
We're going to begin this hour by talking once again to CBS2 KCAL 9 investigative reporter David Goldstein to preview a story he's got coming up tonight on water wasters.
Celebrity water wasters in Calabasas.
Oh.
David, you there?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right, what's
well,
this?
We know you're going to reveal the list later in your report tonight, but John just wants to know if the Kardashians are in there.
My hint is one of them.
Ha! I knew it. I knew there'd be one.
But you have to watch tonight for which one, plus all the rest of the A-list. A whole bunch of A-list celebrities, you know, out in Calabasas, as well as everywhere else out in the state. But the water district out there is on they have severe water reduction, severe drought restrictions going on there. They've asked people and told people to cut back 50% on their outdoor watering. They're one of the biggest water users, the district, in the state. So they're telling everybody, cut back. They're fining people if you're over 150% over your water budget. Every house has a water budget. You have to stay within that budget or else you get fined. After 4 months of being fined, then they put these restrictors on your pipe that cuts the water from 26 gallons a minute to 1 gallon a minute, to force you to conserve. And we got the list of people that are the violators and found a number of A-list celebrities, big-name celebrities, that are using 200, 300% of their water budget every month. Some of them actually had these flow restrictors installed on their houses. The district went ahead and they put these in, and that forces people to save because it cuts back on water. It's like the thing like they put in the showers a few years ago to stop the water from coming in.
A gallon a minute, that is a really
That's a drastic reduction.
That's right. Slow right. Flow, I mean, there.
They said you can do the dishes, but you can't take a shower at the same time or something like that. And that's, you know, they're trying to get the message out. They don't want to do that. They have hundreds of people who are in that category, and this is a very small water district. They can only install about 20 of those things a week. And they honestly don't want to do it. They just want to get the message out
now,
to people.
Do the wealthy have a way of getting around the water restrictor?
Like a
big pair of bolt cutters?
Well, that'd be tough because it's in the pipe. But, you know, as you see in the story, the guy with the water district told me that some people, and he won't tell me who, have actually called to say, how much can I give you to get this off my pipe?
And
they say they're not doing it. It has to stay in for 2 weeks, and they're leaving it in for 2 weeks. And, you know, you'll see in the story where the water district representative said, you can't buy your way out of a drought.
Does that mean we're going to have an unclean Kardashian walking amongst us?
I don't know about that. They have a few houses up there, so they can go over to another house, I think.
Right.
But it was wild to go through this list of, you know, there are CEOs, there are doctors, lawyers, people that I don't know who they are on the list. But, you know, we focused in on these A-list celebrities who have these huge homes.
So most of us are going to recognize most of the names on your list tonight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You'll recognize the names. You've seen them in movies. You've watched them on TV. And, you know, it's shocking to see they actually went ahead with these restrictors on some of these celebrities' homes. And they're not just, you know, dealing with people who aren't celebrities or, you know, obviously everyone. A lot of people out there have money. But they're going ahead and doing it no matter what. They're doing it on the worst offenders.
Now,
what is the real waste? Is it the laundering of the lawns? Do we know? Or what is the real big usage?
Well, a big usage in there is outdoor watering. 70% of their water district-wide there is used for outdoor watering and irrigation. And that's what they're trying to convince people, that you have to cut back, that you have to either let your lawn go brown or put in artificial turf or those drip things for the plants, that they have to cut back on that. And then, and you know, district wide, not only there but all around, you're only allowed to water once a week as well. But it's the outdoor irrigation, because so many of those beautiful houses are on acres and acres. And you know, we flew with our chopper and got some video for the story. And you know, these houses are absolutely beautiful, with pools in the back and tennis courts and who knows what, and just lawns and trees and things that need water.
Yeah, there are a lot of huge estates in Calabasas.
And you know, as we know, I mean, it's really a tough time with the drought, and they get all their water, this water district, from Northern California. We've seen, you know, what Lake Mead looks like these days, and they're just asking people to cut back, and it's not happening there. And that's why they're trying to force people to do
it. Now, have you been contacted by any of the rich and famous to
leave their
names? They explain themselves?
Very few. I mean, we've tried to contact, or have contacted, their representatives, and only heard back from a few. There's one who you see in the story tonight who is not, well, she's a celebrity, but she's also known for environmental causes. And that's why she's a celebrity, because she's known for environmental causes. And her name was on the list. And she was one of the few who emailed me and said, you know, I'm installing turf on my house right now. Come on out, and you want to get pictures, and I'll talk to you. And we did.
Yeah.
And it's like, how did you get on the list? And she's basically, okay, I was using too much water. I was a violator, but I learned my lesson. And, you know, she's putting in at the cost of like $30,000 at her house.
That's public relations 101 there.
Exactly,
you turn the story around.
But I think she was doing it ahead of time. They had it half done by the time I was there. So, but it's sort of surprising that her name was on the list, because she's only known for environmental causes. But very few of them got back to me. Perhaps tomorrow, after the story airs.
Yeah, this water district actually gets a lot of attention, Dave. This is Calabasas Las Virgenes.
Yes, Las Virgenes Water District. Yeah.
No, they actually have patrols that go in the neighborhood, it says in one email I'm looking at here. They actually
They did the last drought. I'm not sure they're doing it this time. They don't have a lot of money. I mean, it's a very small district. There's only 27,000 customers. So it's a small water district, but they rely totally on water from Northern California. And they are in the top five, I believe, of water users in the state. So they use a lot of water, and they're trying to get people to cut back. But they're also taking a proactive position on it by putting these flow restrictors. They believe they're the only water district in the state doing this. And it looks like it's about the size of a silver dollar. It's like it's a very thin disc with a 1/16 of an inch hole in the middle. So this 1-inch disc goes in your 1-inch water pipe and turning it from 1 inch to 1/16th of an inch.
You know, I remember during the Villaraigosa era, and there was a drought probably in the late 2000s, and L.A. made a big claim about how we're going to enforce water restrictions, and then it turned out their water department was about 8 people. They had 8 enforcers to drive around and look at 4 million people's water usage habits.
Exactly.
But I guess Calabasas has a higher ratio per capita.
They do, I believe, and you know, they're not patrolling as such, but they are fining people, but they're finding that, you know, fines with you know, a certain amount of money doesn't do much. Or and also, you know, in fairness, they say this, and I probably believe it, that a lot of these celebrities have business managers who may run the houses, who perhaps don't look at the bills, who just pay them. I'm sure some of these people, this is one of 5 or 10 homes they might have, and who knows how often they live in these homes, or they're on the road performing for most of the year. So that doesn't absolve them from having to cut back, but it could explain why they keep violating and violating every month.
They're not keeping track of a water bill for one of their homes. That's very possible. All right, yeah. David, looking forward to this tonight. That's going to be on what broadcast?
Tonight, CBS 2 at 11 o'clock.
11
and,
o'clock.
You will name and names. Recognize every single name.
All right,
we're going to play it tomorrow.
You've seen some of their movies, too.
All right.
All right.
Oh, this is exciting. Thank you, David.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Okay, maybe the Kardashians will do what they did. Remember they had their own fire department come? Remember? They did.
Yes,
they had like some fire service come when we had those terrible fires a few years back. Yeah. They can bring in water maybe for themselves.
So who's the unwashed Kardashian?
Yeah, he did tell you that there's at least one Kardashian on the list. He gave that up.
I bet a dollar on that.
I don't bet
dollars lightly. When I say I bet a dollar, it means I know for sure.
Wow, Scrooge. A dollar. Shocking.
Should have, you know.
Well, how about $1,000? Yeah, the keyword is coming up next. You'll get the keyword, enter it at the website, and you have a chance at the money.
John and Ken, KFI.
All right. You probably remember, because the story's come back around, the names David and Louise Turpin. Remember the Turpin family? It was January of 2018, so it's already 4.5 years ago that one of the 13 children of the Turpins, Jordan, I'm 17 years old at the time, managed to escape from their house in the middle of the night and called 911. And eventually, when the police got there and the social workers and everybody else, they discovered that the home was a house of horrors. The kids couldn't sleep. The hygiene was terrible. They were not given enough food. Obviously, their education, they never even left the house.
Some of them were chained to their beds, right?
Yeah, it was a disgusting mess. You get one of these stories every few years, but 13 kids is a lot. That's when this one really stood out. So the follow-up is the 2020, Diane Sawyer, ABC News, did a 2020 special some months back, Escape from a House of Horror. And a couple of the Turpin kids, well, actually a lot of them are adults now, spoke out about what it was like to be in that house, but also what their life has been like since they've been rescued. And we found out that when they got turned over to Riverside Social Services, things got ugly there too.
Riverside treated them to more abuse with the foster families that took these kids in.
Yes, apparently some of the foster families that took these kids in were later accused of abusing the children, not just the Turpin children, but other children that they were given custody of. I'm not really sure how many of the Turpin children may have gotten abused again by these foster families, but that's what's amazing about this.
Isn't this a weird little subculture? These social service agencies, which are filled with a lot of incompetent, uncaring boobs. I mean, we know about all the cases in LA County. And then these foster families, and they're frequently, these families are exposed as abusers too. Like, it seems like the whole system has like a bad stink that permeates it. There's a lot of weird behavior that's going on among the social service workers and these alleged foster families.
There's always going to be a percentage of people who want to abuse either sexually or physically children.
Right.
So, yes, they get attracted to those.
Right.
I wouldn't call them professions, but those things where they get access to children.
Right.
Whether that's to be a Little League coach or a Boy Scout leader or a gymnastics doctor.
A priest.
Or a priest. And, and in some cases, to be a foster parent.
Right. And so I'm getting the feeling that there's not much psychological investigating going on with some of these foster families.
It's probably true because they don't really get a lot of people that want to do this.
And
so, and they have so many kids that need homes, and even just temporary homes, that I would not be surprised if the background checking and the mental evaluations are not too thorough.
And I wonder, I don't think that many people are interested in this kind of work, because it looks like the employees in the public guardian's office, the employees handle between 98 and 113 cases per person. That's 3.5 times the recommended standard. Recommended standard is 30 cases a person. Now, some people are getting 113. So they don't have people interested in this work, I guess. And, you know, some of the people who did take the jobs, I guess, aren't very good, or maybe are abusive themselves, or at the very least uncaring. This is why I constantly hear about all these mental health programs that we should be implementing, and more counseling programs to take care of, you know, criminals and homeless and this and that. It's like, you don't have the workforce for this. I don't think you get a lot of quality people wanting to do this kind of stuff at this kind of pay.
Now, the other thing about this, and this, by the way, is in the news because there was an eight-month investigation as to how the Turpin children were handled after they were turned over to the county. Do you know they raised $1 million in donations from the public? And the story says it doesn't look like any of it was misspent, but a lot of it was not spent, which is kind of weird. You would think that these kids have needs where it would be nice for them to use some of the funds that were raised for them.
Again, that's basic competence of the people running the organization.
Some of the Turpins are adults. Maybe they could have set them up in a home, although maybe they're so backwards that they couldn't really take care of themselves for a while. Even I think one of them was like 20-something years old, 25, 26 years old. But yeah. Maybe they just determined that this person needs to be reintroduced into society.
Is this another, like we were talking about, the homeless industrial complex, and yesterday the mental health industrial complex? This is another branch where there's a lot of money flowing in and people are taking the money, and yet things just don't go right because nobody really cares. I don't really understand, because a lot of the workers claim they're underpaid and overworked, and yet you have $1 million donated to this JJC Foundation, JAYC Foundation, $1 million. And so where did it go? Did somebody make a salary administering
money? They're saying
money?
It's largely unspent. They have somebody called the Public Guardian, and the report said why the Public Guardian did not make an effort until recently to obtain a separate set of nearly $1 million in donations from the public raised by that foundation after the 2020 report aired in November.
What do people do all day? Can you imagine if somebody named you the Public Guardian and they give you $1 million to help out these 13 kids who went through this horrific abuse? Wouldn't you find intelligent ways to spend the money to benefit their lives? Instead, who's running this? And they don't spend the money? What do they do? I mean, this whole case is going on 4.5 years.
All right. When we come back, it's the science story of the week. And this is the James Webb Telescope, which it's kind of mind-boggling. But these are images from light that it's collecting from 13 billion years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll talk to Alex Stone, who knows a lot more about this.
Did you see some of the planets?
I saw pictures. I don't know what I was looking at.
I saw one. It had hundreds of McDonald's arches on it. It's fascinating. Are more coming up.
And homeless people.
And homeless people. Well, it looks like Los Angeles.
Homeless aliens.
A billion miles away. All right.
All right. A man has agreed to talk to us at 4:05 about what it's like to live with monkeypox. Monkeypox. You'll be hearing that in about 30 minutes. Right now, we turn our attention to one of the big science stories of the week. And that's the images coming from this James Webb Telescope. We'll bring on Alex Stone, ABC News, for KFI with more.
It seemed like living with monkeypox would be a lot of fun. You see all the pictures, all the stuff all over your body.
Have you read this guy's piece he put in Newsweek?
No.
Oh, man, we're going to have him on at 4 o'clock.
Oh, I'll have to listen to that.
That's boy, these images are...
Yeah, pretty amazing, right?
Yeah.
And it's kind of somewhere between Agent Scully and Mulder and science nerdy stuff on the other side. And then we're in the middle of it going, wow, those are pretty cool. That and it could... emphasize could lead to better understanding of if there is another planet out there that would allow for life. And today these full color images were released from the new telescope, launched last year, only been up there for about 6 months. It is 1 million miles out right now orbiting the sun, and we got images like humans have never seen, crystal clear, far off worlds. And no matter who the president is, you know, something with space is a big deal when the president does the unveiling, and that's what we got.
Historic moment for science and technology, for astronomy and space exploration, for America and all of humanity.
Yeah, so the light that we are seeing in the images, and there's only a few of them that NASA has put out that they got in now, is from 13 billion years ago. 13 billion years.
So some of those stars could be gone.
They could be gone. They could have, you know, there could have been some kind of giant explosion.
It's their old light that we're just now receiving.
Yeah, we're only now seeing it. And the dinosaurs, they went extinct on Earth 65 million years ago. This is 13 billion years ago, the light getting to us now that we're only now seeing.
Do you know if all the colors we see are those real?
They've been enhanced.
Are they enhanced?
Yeah, they're enhanced, but generally we're looking down the path of what they would look like if we were to go up there.
But they are real colors.
Yeah, I mean, it's generally that, but they've turned it way up to be able to see deeper in there and to try to figure
kind of
out
sharpen the contrast.
Yeah, what the gases would be. It'd be like you do a sunset photo and then you mess with the color a little bit so that you can see it more. But 13 billion years ago, Bill Nelson, the head of NASA today.
Since we know the universe is 13.8 billion years old, we're going back almost to the beginning.
Made me wonder, 0.8 billion years ago, had we been around with technology and you had this, what would you have seen?
Nothing.
The universe is 13.8 billion years ago and we're seeing 13 billion years ago. But infrared imagery, Hubble didn't have that. This is able to see through the clutter using infrared. These images, you're seeing stars being born and dying. There's a nebula around a dying star. There is a planet out there showing water, clouds.
They can see
haze.
A planet?
Yeah. Well, there's a bunch of planets, but there's one that they're focused in on about 1,100 light years away. Hmm. Good luck getting to that one in your lifetime. But
boy, I'd go there in a heartbeat.
Yeah. Gas planet right now. You could argue our planet's a gas planet in some ways, but that is a true gas planet, right? Well, the way we are seeing it right now, 1,100 years
sure,
ago.
Sure, who knows what it's like.
What it is now, they don't know. But, so they are bringing that up. What about life? It could be out there.
Because of the chemical composition that we can determine with this telescope, if those planets are habitable.
They're going to look at that now. They're beginning that. There are galaxies, multiple galaxies bunched together. And you think, that is an entire galaxy. And it is just a little dot on our screen. And it's like somebody rewound and we are watching this recording from the beginning. One more for you, Jane Rigby, lead on the James Webb Telescope.
We're seeing the elements of oxygen and hydrogen, as well as neon. You know, this is the kind. This is how the oxygen in our bodies was made in stars, in galaxies, and we're seeing that process get started.
Again, how the oxygen in our bodies are made. Yeah, they're going down a road here, but back to Bill Nelson.
You're going to see the formation of stars. You're going to see devouring black holes. Mm. It's going to reveal all of this.
And this is going to go on. They've got enough fuel to go for 20 years. Could go a lot longer than that. Hubble went up in 1990. They thought it was going to die a long time ago. It is still going. It orbits Earth, not the sun like this one does. This one 1 million miles out. Hubble's nowhere near that, but Hubble's still taking photos and sending them back. So this could go a lot longer than they expect, but we're only at the beginning of it right now.
All right, Alex, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Let me give you a little. You never know, right?
Hey,
maybe. little X-Files. Maybe something else is out there.
I mean, there's got to be something and something better.
Well, yeah.
There has to be something better than this.
The president put it today, it's like holding one grain of sand and holding it out in front of you. That is all we are seeing right now is that one grain of sand. If they pan a little bit to the left and right, it's going to be more planets, more galaxies. So, the belief is something may be out there.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they're smarter than we are. You think they think they get bogged down in all the nonsense we get bogged down in? I mean it's a cliche, but I mean, don't you feel completely insignificant when you look at this stuff?
You mean the aliens get bogged down? Or
yeah, I don't know. It's just, I marvel at the endless stupidity about what people get aggravated about and argue about all day.
I know, and the world how big it is, and billions of years.
We're these little dust particles.
The aliens
here.
Are going, oh, that Biden. I don't know, waving at us as they zoom in on this thing.
We have no purpose here. All right, Alex, thanks very much.
You got it. Bye, guys.
I mean, one of the leading theories is that they are far more advanced than we are, and they don't think we can handle the truth. The other theory is on the complete opposite end, that they're just little microorganisms, and there's really nothing to them. So.
Oh, there's probably both. I mean, there's probably microorganisms on some planets or dumb people on others, and then they're geniuses. I mean, there's just got to be a place that's better. There's got to be a place that doesn't get obsessed with nonsense. That's what I'm looking for. Spend their days arguing over nonsense. Where is that planet?
All right, when we come back, well, look at that. Starbucks is back on the John and Ken Show. We mentioned earlier that they're closing some Southern California stores because of safety concerns. This one was a safety concern, but it's a far different story. Starbucks wanted to get involved in what is the mad restaurant craze right now, the chicken sandwich. It didn't go too well. Coming up.
I don't understand why there's always disputes over chicken. Right? Yeah,
chicken is the most common eaten thing in the country.
But you just don't hear these kind of disputes over other foods. I don't. John and Ken Cafe.
Well, a man has agreed to talk to us at 4:05. I have monkeypox. This is what it's really like. You'll hear Matt Ford's story at 4:05. He thinks he's going to go public because he wants to make people aware of monkeypox. So that'll come up after the news. And right after that, your chance again at $1,000 with another keyword on the John and Ken Show. Well, for some time now, and I think it started with Popeyes a few years back, they introduced a chicken sandwich that went viral. I remember in Burbank, there's a Popeyes, and I did walk by one, and sure enough, people were lined up down the street.
Okay, so why do you think it's the chicken sandwiches that brings out the violence in people?
The violence?
Yeah.
The story's not about violence, but
no. But just when you said that, it occurred to me that there were fights about the Popeyes chicken.
There was. I don't know. Some people liked the trendy. They were mad that somebody cut in line.
And people don't fight over avocados
because it's not
because we're not insane. Right.
The cartels are killing people over it, though.
That is true. There is a lot of cartel death.
I get mine that are from California. Remember?
I know. You're socially correct.
Get me off this exit ramp. Come on back. Okay. Well, anyway, this actually kicked off chicken sandwich wars throughout all of the fast food chains. So finally, it comes around that Starbucks has decided that they're going to introduce a brand new chicken sandwich to much fanfare. It debuted on their summer menu last month. It was yanked within a week because employees tried it and so did some customers. And oh, boy. Diarrhea, vomiting, and stomach pain. It's called the Chicken Maple Butter and Egg Sandwich.
Ew.
They launched it on June 21st. One person posted on TikTok, suing for the worst diarrhea of my life. I've been living in my bathroom for 2 days now. I had it last Wednesday, super sick. Tested positive for Campylobacter, which they put in parentheses, food poisoning caused by raw chicken.
Or they didn't cook the chicken at Starbucks?
That's what this customer
is contending. See, this is a story about violence. These people are violently ill.
Some customers complained that they ended up biting into chicken bones. Others said the sandwich was ice cold in the middle. So Starbucks pulled the sandwich. Immediately told their stores to stop selling it and discard this.
Where did they get the chicken from? Like who prepared the sandwiches?
Sounds like they had
an outside vendor.
Yeah, they're cooked and sent to the stores to just heat up. That's all they're supposed to do is warm the sandwich.
All right, so what company?
It doesn't say.
Because
in the
remember,
story.
Remember Costco was getting grief those cheap chickens, rotisserie chickens they've been selling all those years.
Well, they were getting grief because allegedly there was abuse of the chickens.
Right, by a private contractor that they had made a deal with to supply the chickens. Like Costco wasn't growing the chickens in their back parking lot. They had an outside. I wonder what's the outside company Starbucks was using.
Well, Starbucks is trying to claim that there was no salmonella in the chicken sandwiches. Now, I'm not sure what that person referred to as the same thing or not. Campylobacter. I've never heard of Campylobacter.
That might be a different...
Right. But you know what? If people said the sandwich was cold in the middle, that could indicate, because Campylobacter is food poisoning caused by raw chicken, that whoever cooked the sandwiches before they sent them to the stores maybe didn't cook them thoroughly. So there was still some raw chicken in there. Even warming it up probably isn't going to help it cook thoroughly. So they said this does not meet our quality standards.
It's funny that they see when if it was so widespread at different stores,
right?
Then it's obviously the supplier had a whole bad batch.
And you know
when
you go to
location,
you know when you go to websites and you're reading a story and it says more on the topic. New York Post, more on Starbucks. Florida pastor arrested for allegedly masturbating outside Starbucks. And I clicked the story, and it's not the first time he's done it.
Starbucks is dangerous now. I mean, look, they're closing 6 Starbucks here in the L.A. area.
Right.
Because of the crazy homeless people. And you go in, if you get inside, you get chicken that makes you
get and you walk out with your chicken sandwich, and there's a pastor on the patio pleasuring himself.
Oh, look, big Olaf ice cream poisoning is in this story, too.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it says there's been a slew of high-profile food poisoning cases. Florida ice cream, big Olaf.
That's right. You ate that when you were in Florida.
I ate that, and it takes 2 months for the symptoms to...
2 months?
2 months. So it's,
that's like the slowest acting food poisoning.
It's not even 1 full month since I had big Olaf's ice cream. So I don't know what it's... Listeria. Oh, and you know what? I forgot to tell you about that story. The big Olaf ice cream is made by Amish people. There's an Amish enclave in Sarasota, and they have a creamery. They produce the ice cream. And that's where the listeria originated. Yeah.
All right. When we come back, we'll move over to monkeypox.
Can't trust the Amish.
A man by the name of Matt Ford is coming on the show to talk about his experience with monkeypox.
Yeah, and he's going to be very specific about the symptoms. So you just be ready for that, all right? It's not something you want to miss because nobody else is going to bring this to you. John and Ken Show, Deborah Mark has the news, KFI AM 640. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
Hey, Mike. Glad you could join me for some great seafood.
Me too.
Wait, why are you dressed in fishing gear?
You said we were going out to catch great seafood, right?
Yes, to Popeyes. Do you even know how to fish?
No, I thought you did.
Oh, yeah, I could catch pretty good seafood at Popeyes. Let's go.
Let Popeyes do the fishing while you enjoy our delicious signature seafood. Get Popeyes flounder fish sandwich or shrimp tackle box before they're gone. Limited time at participating U.S. restaurants.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
way.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.